Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth.
Genesis chapter number 37. I'm going to be reading from verses 1 down through 11. And when you found that, shout a big hearty amen for me. This is familiar ground to Bible students. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, when the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and he told it his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?" Father, we love you. Thank you for the night and the chance to be in your house. And I'm praying, God, that you'd help me just a little while to be able to deliver what I'm satisfied in. And you put on my heart tonight, and you use me. God, anoint me afresh and anew. Fill my mouth, guard my tongue. God, give me strength to stand and voice to speak. And what's done, I pray, be pleasing unto you. Help me be accurate in the scripture. I'll praise you for everything that's done. And I ask it in the King's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Now, I won't try to preach tonight for just a few minutes on this thought. When dreams come true. When dreams come true, we have Joseph here. This is familiar ground to Bible people. I'm preaching to the elite tonight, to the cream of the crop. Come in on a holiday weekend. You're here tonight. And I started just to ask for testimony, and the Lord whispered to my heart and said, if they're good enough to come, be good enough to feed them. Give them something to eat tonight. And so I'm going to try my best to do that. I want us to understand something about dreams and the Word of God. In the Word of God, God uses, we have instruction in some places by dream. God instructs us by dreams. Job 33 says this in verse 15, "In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction." So we see that there's been times that God's used dreams to instruct people in what they need to do. There's also been times when God's used dreams. Remember when Joseph, when the angel appeared to Joseph in the dream, God told him, said, "Look, it's all right to take that girl. She's not been defiled, bless God. You take her, and you, when she has that baby, you name him Jesus." And Joseph learned that. He was instructed by that in a dream. Also, though, we have sometimes God uses dreams to inspire us. Remember in Judges 7 and 15, when old Gideon, he didn't know whether he could do the job or not. He thought, should I attack them or should I not? But he went down and he heard a man speak about having a dream. And when he heard the man's dream, it inspired him. He said, they already thinking that I'm going to be able to do it. Hey, the victory is ours. The Lord has given us the victory. I'm afraid sometimes we think that we have to have someone to inspire us. But God uses dreams sometimes to do that. But we find this that God, a lot of times by dreams, God gives interpretations of things. Remember in Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar was going to kill all the Chaldean wise men or magicians they couldn't interpret the dream, but there's a man of God there by the name of Daniel, and he said, I can tell you. The other said, just tell us the dream and then we'll tell you the answer. Daniel didn't need him to tell him the dream. Bless God. God's the one that put the dream in his head in the first place. And then God told it to Daniel. Daniel told it to Nebuchadnezzar. And he saved all of them by interpreting the dream. Aren't you glad God does this? He uses dreams. Now, I have had a few dreams and upon occasion, not regularly, because a lot of my dreams are crazy stuff. I don't even know where they come from. But upon occasion, I have seen things in a dream, and occasionally it's come to pass. I don't tell anybody about it because I don't want to think I'm some kind of nut job. But I find in the Bible here where God, he's used dreams many times. And I'm glad that he said he's no respecter of person. So it's the same thing he'd do for Gideon. I believe he'd do for me. Been inspired by things, been instructed by things. Listen, I don't say that I interpret dreams. I had a guy ask me about a dream one time, and I said it would be my opinion that it could possibly mean this. And it was dead on. Now, I'm not saying I'm a dream interpreter. I'm just saying this was so plain that anybody could have told him, that's what this means. But there's a time when when dreams come true. I've been thinking, been a little nostalgic, I guess, nostalgic of late, of thinking about things going on, praying another night, thinking about family, things that's happened, folks that's gone, people we've, I've seen that picture of Red and Polly hugging in the hospital down there. I wish you wouldn't post that. I'm just going to quit watching it, quit looking on that stuff. This tears me up, this tore me up. I have fond memories of him. I love that man. I loved Red, and I mean that's bittersweet. But this is a time. Joseph, we know that Joseph is a picture of Jesus. There's too many things that he came to his brother and his brethren hated him. Same thing Jesus done. Jesus came. Even his own natural brothers, they hated him. They didn't believe he is the Lord till he resurrected. Then there was no doubt. He was who he said he was. There's a lot of similarities in the life of Joseph and that of Jesus. We see it there where he's imprisoned and he's accused of things he's not guilty of, and he's sold for silver. But just one right after another. Now, and you find that in Scripture, you can make that analogy yourself when you're looking at the Scripture and seeing that. But I want us to consider what transpired from this dream. And I think that we can say this because now we may not have dreamed this dream, but I can speak this tonight that there's some things that I've had a literal dream about it, but there's some things that it would be my dream come true. And I think, real quick, three little things we're going to find in this that happened. Joseph dreamed a dream, and it took it a little while to occur. Didn't happen overnight. I'm afraid we expect things to just happen overnight. They don't do that. God built kingdoms, and he started back in Genesis. It took him, he didn't have to. He could have done it in 24 hours, but he's taken 6,000 years to get where we are right now. You know, God chose to do that. Here we are. Now, that to God, though, see, to us, that's many, 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 many lifetimes, but to God, that's no time at all. Because we're on such a time schedule and we see things, and it's all by the clock. And Randy said, when it gets dark, he can shoot you firecracker. Well, you know, some people sitting out the park right now, hoping, just waiting on it to get dark, son. Watch things blow up. I'm not opposed to that. It's just the truth. I guarantee you, there's a crowd out there already. But they're waiting. It's time factor. I want us to consider some things that will happen when dreams come true. In Genesis 46 and 29, here's what happened. You know what happens when dreams come true? Families are put back together. Because all of us have someone that's buried right now. Everybody in this room has someone that's buried, whether it's a grandparent or even maybe a great-grandparent. You might have to go back that far, but I doubt it. Or a parent, or a sibling, or a spouse. We have someone, but I'm telling you, when dreams come true, families are put back together. How do you know that? Because Joseph was like a dead man to his father, Jacob. But in Genesis chapter 46, in verse 29, the Bible said when he saw him, said he fell on his neck and wept for a long time. Glory to God. You know what? One of these days when dreams come true, we're going to see something we've not seen in a long time. Hey, I believe we can just fall on our neck and weep for a long time. We may not weep, but we may just shout for joy. But when dreams come true, families are put back together. Those you've not seen for a long time, you're going to see them. Praise God. This thing's real, friend. The life that we're going to is more real than the life we're living. And one of these days, Brother Randall, the dream's going to come true. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12, I quote this often. For now we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face. Now we know in part, but then shall we know even also as we are known. We've buried loved ones around here of late. Since 2020, we've had funerals after funerals. Brother David went to glory. We've had others that went to glory. Gary's mother went. This one's went. That one's went. It won't be long till one of us will go. But praise God, now we're looking through that glass and it's a little cloudy. And I don't understand why it takes some at this age and takes others at that age. But I know this, that when the dreams come true, glory to God, hey, the glass is going to be cleared and we're going to see them face to face. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that. It's not only families are put back together, but I like this. You know, some family members pass away loved ones have hard feelings toward them. And I've experienced this and talked to people like this. They said, well, they left before I got to say whatever it was. You know, folks have said, I didn't get to tell them I'm sorry. Or I said, I'm telling you, if you got an altar, an issue right now, you ought to remedy that thing this afternoon. You won't have to worry about that anymore. Take care of it tonight. Okay? You're not promised tomorrow. But here's something else that happens when dreams come true, former things are forgotten. Former things are forgotten. See, in Genesis 50 and 20, when Joseph comes to his brothers, now Jacob's died, and they're thinking he's going to kill us for sure. He's in charge of this place. Only one over him is Pharaoh. We don't have a chance. We treated him bad. We's mean to him. Hey, but here's what happened in Genesis 50 and 20. Oh, Joseph looks at him and said, hey, you meant it for evil. But my God, God meant it for good. You see, when dreams come true, the very dream Joseph dreamed was coming true. It was being fulfilled. Hey, they could not keep it from coming true. God had given him the dream, showed him what was going to happen. But look here, when he finds, and it's coming to pass, you have nothing to worry about. In other words, forget about it. That's what he's telling me.
Amen.
Just forget about it. Doesn't really matter. Because Joseph is kind of understanding that suffering that he's went through all these times now is putting him in an elevated position. And he's able to take care of that family. And you know what? His dreams come true. Isaiah said it like this in 65 and 17. Said, the former things shall not be remembered. The former things shall not be remembered. That means any hurt that was there, pain, those things will not be remembered. It's like the mama that has the child. The pain's forgotten because of the joy that the baby brings. When dreams come true, former things are forgotten. There's no pain, suffering, death, sorrow, sickness. When we get to the land, I'm telling you, what a dream come true. What a dream come true. We'll have gone to our last graveyard. Praise God, we'll make our last hospital visit. There won't be an ache or a pain in your body. You'll feel like you did when you was a young person. Like these boys on the front row, Lord, they could fall out of a tree and get up tomorrow and go do her again. It wouldn't bother them a bit. Hey, that's the way it'll be. We'll have that kind of youth about us again. Bless the Lord. When dreams come true, I don't know about you. Hey, but I'm spending a lot of time dreaming nowadays. It's good that families are put back together. Family circle be unbroken. By and by, Lord, by and by. I was thinking this the other day. Sherry asked me if I'd been to the cemetery. I told her I hadn't been down there. I had been since the storm of last year. It took all the trees away. There ain't no trees down there. It used to be solid trees torn out to come through. Devastated. Ain't one little sarewood standing at the corner of the graveyard now. It used to be in a forest. But I got to thinking about this. Mom had been dead quite some time when Dad died. About 28 something years. I can't do the math off the top of my head right now. But it'd been close to nearly 30 probably. But you know what? He got to walk right in there, and there she was. Isn't that good? I walk in there, there they'll be. When's that happen? When dreams come true.
Amen.
Families are put back together, and former things are forgotten. But here's what happens when the dream comes true. You know what? Faith is finished. Faith is finished. Not you, faith. But faith, spiritual faith, is finished. We won't need faith anymore. Joseph told them this in Genesis 50 and 24. He said, God will surely visit you and bring you out and take you into the land that you've been promised. One of these days, God will visit us and he'll take us out into the land that he's promised. Jesus made the promise in John 14. I'm telling you, he said this. He said, Randy, here's our verse. I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm telling you, that make Presbyterians shout right there. That's good stuff. Hey, that's when dreams come true, praise God. Well, you say faith to be finished, preacher, because this, Hebrews 12 and 2 said this, looking to the author, to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You won't have to have faith in him when you see him. It'll be over. Faith will end. Somebody said, I think Lisa sung that song, that's when faith begins. Is that so? We have a lot of faith here, but faith is going to end when we see him.
Yeah.
When are we going to see him? When dreams come true. A lot of things in this old book just lights your fuse, don't it?
Yeah.
Joseph dreamed that dream. Joel said it like this, said the young man will see visions. Young men have more vision, I think, and old men will dream dreams. And the old men's dreams will come true one of these days. Those that be in Christ, the dreams come true. I believe that tonight. Do you?
Amen.
Do you believe that one of these days, good dreams will come true?
Yes.
Families are put back together. Former things are not remembered. And faith is finished. I believe that tonight with all my heart. Sister Jewel, come to the piano.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.